Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
I so hate this thing. Hey, Mr. Big Willie, good morning, sir. How you doing? Oh, I should turn this on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't push the red button. Jeez. Okay, good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm in Kaiser, West Virginia, up in the mountains. If I lose you, that's probably going to be the end of me. Just letting you know. So,
good
anyhow,
Lord.
It's cold up here, and delivered some wooden mats. They're running some new electric stuff down here in the old field, West Virginia.
That's great. How are the roads?
The roads are fine. They're crappy when they're dry. But everything's clear right now. So I came up last night and went over by Nema Coal in and came down through. It's beautiful up there. I don't know if you have it up there in the wintertime. Just beautiful place. Nice scenery. And I wanted to get down here to watch the Super Bowl. And to tell you the truth, I was very upset with the Super Bowl within the first 5 minutes.
Why?
Because you're sitting there and the kids are watching and it's a family event, and the very first commercial after they go to their first break is for Scream 7, a horror movie, and it shows the guy in the mask stabbing a wall, chasing a girl gets thrown out in the bag, and I'm sitting there going, are you freaking kidding me? You know? It's a rated R movie. I mean, it don't show nothing gory, but still, why would you play something like that? Is money that important that you got to play something like that on a family show for a Super Bowl?
Well, so Super Bowl is not family. Super Bowl is not family. Michael Jackson was grabbing his crotch 1,000 times when my little girl was sitting next to me on the couch. I'll never forgive him for this. But so this is not family entertainment at all. Oh, that's ridiculous. By the way, what did you think of the tight end commercials?
I did not. You tell you the truth, I turned it off. I was so mad. This is the God's truth. I turned it off until halftime, and then I turned it on, and I turned on Turning Point USA on YouTube, which was a great show. I mean, Brandon Gilbert, they had a new song. It was awesome. Lee Bryce, they all did. Gabby Barrett, Kid Rock, they had a little mess up there. With the recording and the video, it could have been my answer, and I don't know. But then it ended with a little tribute, and I tell you what, it was a great show. It got up to like 5.2 million people just on YouTube alone within minutes. I mean, I watched it from a million go to 5.2 million
minutes. But you missed Bad Bunny. You missed Bad Bunny, the cultural understanding. Go ahead.
I rewatched it this morning, and on YouTube, and I got to tell you, it's a disgrace. I mean, if I was whatever his nationality is, Puerto Rican, Cuban, and I got a couple issues with it. Number one, you couldn't understand a darn thing they said.
He was he's speaking Spanish. That's why.
Well, he could have been talking crap on everybody. And he could have been saying, you're ugly, and your mom's ugly, and we don't like you. And I would have been like, you know, and people are probably going, yeah, this is great. And they, you have no idea. He could have been talking about Happy Meals at McDonald's for all we know.
Well,
people were just cheering on, and man, this is awesome. And I'm like, then number two, he won a Grammy for Album of the Year, right, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny. I want to know, I would like to see everybody that voted, and I'd like to see how many of them can actually speak Spanish and know every word of every song on that album to make it that great.
Well, maybe you should ask how many of them speak English. Maybe that might be a better way of...
Right, right. Well, you don't know. It just doesn't make sense. And so what's next? I mean, are we... Okay, so you represent Puerto Rico or whatever it is. So now next year you're going to let Russia come in, Germany,
China,
and Mexico.
It'll be China. Next year it'll be China.
Yeah, you know, you're in China. I mean, what are you going to do? This is an American football game. American.
Well,
you know, at least try to do something American and have. There's plenty of artists that are great. It don't have to be country. It don't have to be Kid Rock. It could be anybody. Nickelback. I don't know. I mean, anybody that's American. For an American football game, we're starting to put games overseas, and we're starting to do all. It's all about the almighty dollar once again. It comes down to controversy, money, and the game. The second half, it was so boring. It was one of the worst games. I mean, I watched the second half, and then I turned it off at like 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, Seattle.
It was just a horrible all the way around.
Well, it was horrible because Seattle, the Seahawks defense is so good, and the Patriots aren't good. Yeah. Look, the Steelers beat the Patriots in the regular season and got killed by Seattle.
Right.
I mean, what does that tell you?
Well, I know. Seattle's defense is crazy.
Yeah.
Drake May, he was in trouble last night. He was getting hammered. Their linemen were getting hammered.
Yep.
This wasn't really a... I don't know. People like, I guess, a high-scoring game. They don't like it when it's low. There's no action. Just like watching a boxing match. You know, if there's no fighting or something, people get upset and they want to see a knockout. So when somebody in UFC's wrestling somebody and they're taking their good old time and they're winning, everybody starts booing and boo-hooing, and they want to see big punches and blood and everything else.
Yeah.
And I think it goes with the same with football. The thing that got me the most, and I was sitting there and I was talking to my common-law wife, Christy, as you call her, I say, you know, it just all the controversy around it, all the issues with gambling, all the issues with the halftime show, Turning Point USA, hearing different, I don't know what you want to call it, different stories about Erica Kirk and how she lied in these planes and all this, and you just don't know who to believe with the Epstein files out, with everything. It was just a big turnoff to even want to watch the Super Bowl, which used to be great and fun. Even 3, 4, 5 years ago, I got pictures of a fan was sitting in the garage watching the Super Bowl, and this year, I could have cared less. It's just too much controversy over something that's supposed to be simple and fun. You name it. I mean, from the coin toss, they're talking about Green Day opening up, and look at the songs they're singing. You know, I mean, people can express what they want to sing, but at least Green Day's from the country. You know, and if they want to sing something, whatever.
American Idiot? American Idiot? You had no problem with that?
Yeah. Well, the 21 Guns, listen to that song. Here's another one. Green Day's got a lot of songs. But, you know, that's America. That's their freedom.
Well, here's the thing.
Whatever, they can play as artists. It's just too much controversy for something that's supposed to be fun and simple, and the whole family should be able to enjoy it. And it wasn't enjoyable because of all the crap that we had to listen to. Oh, you should go here to halftime, and you should go here. Shame on the NFL for even putting everybody in that position.
Well,
and then the rumors about him wearing a dress, and the rumors of, you know, this. He couldn't even, when it's not even in English, that, what are we saying about our country?
Well, here's the thing, Mr. Big Willie. I hate to be disputing or disagreeing with you on anything, but because he's from Puerto Rico, because he's from Puerto Rico, he's an American. Puerto Rico is an American territory. That's an American there. Yeah, Bad Bunny's an American because he's from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's a part of America. It's a territory. That's ours.
It's a territory. That's about it.
Like, well, yeah, it's like a very warm Greenland, you know, that sort of thing. But he's actually an American, and Americans, you know, speak Spanish. What are you going to do? I didn't like the show at all. Didn't understand it. Lady Gaga and her thing is. None of that. I hated everything about it, including all the commercials, because they're all super overproduced. They're all too clever by half. What I would do is have a simple 30-second commercial, very low-key, somebody in a chair just talking very quietly about, here's our product, it's really good, please buy it. And it would stand out, because all the other commercials are super over overproduced. But anyway, so let me ask you this.
You know what? What? You know whose commercials are super overproduced?
Mine for the radio station.
Yeah. ECM.
They're great. Let me tell you, they're great. Master Diesel Mechanics, the best ones go to ECM. They pay the best. They have the best benefits. Yeah, it's the best company. Master Diesel Mechanics, ECM, no question about it whatsoever. Did you hear the interview? Did you hear the interview that I did with Time Moore here, the new representative for the 95th? I was working too. That guy was pretty impressive. You know, let me tell you a little backstory.
He was sitting there talking to another person running for office. I was actually in the cold in 4-degree weather out in the mountain freezing, working. But anyhow, go ahead.
Well, I was talking to a politician, which is a heck of a lot more difficult than just, oh, I drive a truck. Look at me. I've got a big wheel. Beep, beep. Ooh, look at me. I can tailgate. Ooh.
Nobody. You offer him any lotion?
This guy.
Was that
this guy was very impressive. I got to tell you, this Ty Moore was very impressive. I'm gonna have him back on. This guy was good. His stories at Jambo were incredible. This is a good guy. This guy's going places. Let me tell you, he's going places.
Jambo, what did he have to say about Jambo?
He met his wife at Jambo, the woman who ended up being his wife. And, he had great stories about it.
Really?
See, you missed all of this stuff. Oh, I'm driving a truck. I'm in Kaiser, West Virginia, and I'm going in wood pallets. Oh, I'm important. Beep, beep. You know, I mean, no. That's not where you're. The world is happening right here with this microphone. Everything happens right here. And you missed it, and shame on you. Just shame on you.
You know what I need?
I know what you need.
I need a Leslie. That's what I need.
You
somebody
have a
to take care of me.
You're
and
Christy.
Pay the bills so I can drive a Mercedes around and do.
You have
work
a Christy.
6 hours a week.
You have Christy. You're telling us you want
to. I tell her to stay home and take care of the kids.
Well, yeah, but you just said that you would trade in Christy for my wife. That's what you just said. That's what you just said. If I'm Christy right now, I'm preparing a certain dinner for you. Let me tell you, can't wait for you to get home to taste this dinner. You're just with all of these listeners throughout the world listening to us. You just said you trade in your common law wife for my legal wife, and how can you live with yourself? You got to go back to this woman at the end of the day.
I'm talking crap on you, and what you don't know is I will not see her till Friday.
My wife?
Because I'm out all week, usually.
You're going to see my wife on Friday?
Yeah.
Why, you son of a...
Morning's about 7. Anyhow.
I so hate you. What's Christy's number? I'm going to go visit her.
So Friday, I get home, and lo and behold, you can call her and ask her. She's probably going to listen right now. She's probably going to laugh. She's not going to spit or do anything to my dinner because she don't make dinner.
Jeez. I can see why it's common law wife. You don't want to marry her. Well, you're not going to make dinner for me. I'm not going to make an honest woman.
Well, we had a great dinner last weekend. She did make steak.
Oh, God.
I think one night we had longhorn.
What do you eat if she doesn't make dinner for you?
Mommy's pizza.
What do you eat?
You know what else drives me nuts? Francis Brothers Restaurant, Cambridge. Really good food, but I've noticed not just them. I've noticed everybody. It was $66 for breakfast. $66 without a tip. And I was like, $3 for a thing of home fry. And it's not just them. It's every restaurant we go to. I don't want to knock any good. The guy, Bob Francis, is great. But everything is so expensive. And this is why I'm trying to get Christy on board to start cooking at home. So I made breakfast yesterday.